This is Radio Labour.
The making of films is a very powerful way of getting Labour's message out, not only to union members, but the general public. That is why there are many Labour film festivals around the world, opportunities to present and see films about workers, their issues, and their organizations. There are festivals in Norway, Korea, Thailand, South Africa, Ireland, the United States, and many other countries. They include the Geneva Labour Film Shorts Festival and the Washington, D.C. Labour Film Fest. I talked to the founder of the Canadian Labour International Film Festival, Frank Saptel. Mr. Saptel is also the communications officer for the Machinists Union in Canada. I asked him what the goal of the Canadian festival was.
The goal of the film festival is to bring the message of workers and of labour to a wider audience, to the world at large, of which we are a part. And part of the mission as well of the film festival is to make those connections that as workers, we are also part of the community and the community is part of us. The larger issue would be to help the viewer, the audience member, understand what it is to be a worker if they don't have that that kind of consciousness. So overall, I guess it's to elevate or to instill, to foster the whole notion of worker consciousness. Imagine, if you will, a bank manager waking up, going to work, and understanding herself to be a worker, not a manager, not a boss, but someone who does work. And within that context, understanding that they too have rights, that they too can demand things from a worker's point of view. Imagine the politician thinking of themselves as a worker. Imagine the online radio host thinking of themselves as a worker. Wouldn't that be an amazing world to live in?
Who is eligible to enter a film to the festival?
Anyone who has made a film which discusses the following themes, if you like. It has to simply deal with workers, work, or issues affecting either. So those are the criteria. If your film touches on any of those, we will gladly accept you into the film festival. Who is eligible to send it? Anyone who makes a film, anyone who wants to help foster those goals that we have of raising worker consciousness and equality in our working lives.
Are there restrictions on how long a film can be?
There are no real restrictions on length, Mark. We do prefer shorter films. What that does is it allows us to tell many more stories to a larger number of people, because out in a small town, you know, a small town Alberta or a small town Yukon, they may decide to have a screening, and if it's only one long film, maybe not everyone will come, or maybe if those who do come will learn about one topic, that's great. What we'd really like to see is for them to have kind of a sampling, a flavor of what's going on in the world in many, many different parts, in different industries, affecting different, you know, different classes of people. So we prefer shorter films, but, you know, if it's a really good long film, we'll take it, of course. If the story is well told, we'd love to have it.
Where are the films shown?
They're shown absolutely all over Canada and some parts of the United States. We had, I believe it was 3 locations in the United States who participated in the festival. So just about every single province and territory participated, from, you know, the smallest town and hamlet village to the major urban centers. And that's really the whole point of the festival, that we call ourselves the Grassroots Film Festival, the Workers Film Festival. So anytime any group of people from 2 to 4 to 6 to 500 people get together and they want to see a film and learn about what's going on in the world in terms of the world of work, then you qualify.
What do people have to do to organize a local festival event?
We first ask for some information, which is downloadable from our website, which is laborfilms.ca. That's labor with a U, or as we like to say, you are the U in labor. So laborfilms.ca, there is a package for location coordinators. So it's just some brief information about who the person is, what the organization might, if it's an organization participating, what the venue is like, how many people it would seat. Just that kind of information, very brief. And you would wait until we have selected our films. So the submission deadline for this year is the 30th of June. And after that time, within a month of that deadline, we will release the list of films accepted into the festival. So as a location coordinator, you would choose the films that you like. and we will duplicate them and send them to you, hopefully ahead of time, so that you have a chance to kind of take a look at it and just, you know, work out any kinks.
I understand that there is a service which allows people to more easily organize their local film festival event. What is that?
It is called Festival in a Box. And last year, more than half of the locations chose the Festival in a Box. And what that is simply that if you're not a film person, if you don't feel confident about, organizing your own film festival, you just choose the DVD, which is about a two-hour program, which we will put together with some short films. We'll send you some speaker's notes about the films and some discussion points, and maybe even some popcorn bags if we have them. And you just supply your own popcorn, and away we go. We're at the movies.
The film festival also helps people start their own festivals, not only in Canada, but in other countries around the world. How does that work? What do the people do?
They see the film festival, and they're saying, well, how can we start our own? And I say, well, you know, this is what we did, and you can do it too. But what I can do this time around is I'll send you Festival in a Box. You organize a screening. Just see what you can do. How many people you can get together if it works. We'll talk more. I'll tell you how you can, you know, who to approach for funding. How do you set up a board of directors, or, you know, register as a nonprofit organization, not charitable, but nonprofit. And little things like that we've learned along the way.